You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The science fiction thriller Interstellar opens in Kalamazoo theaters on Thursday. It's about a group of scientists looking for a new home for the human race as Earth becomes increasingly uninhabitable. James Sanford of Alamo Drafthouse Kalamazoo has this review.
For many filmgoers, Christopher Nolan has become one of those directors whose movies are certifiable events. Nolan is the man who gave us the Dark Knight trilogy, as well as the devilishly tricky mystery Memento and the spectacular mind game Inception. Now Nolan brings us the staggeringly ambitious science fiction epic Interstellar, which challenges us to consider the nature of destiny, the existence of fate, and the question of what happens after the human race eventually drains the Earth of its resources. A bit more thoughtful, perhaps, than the latest Transformers extravaganza, and for that we should all be grateful. Nolan has many surprises in store, not the least of which is how skillfully he balances an often heartbreaking moral dilemma with astonishing visual effects and provocative plot points. Take a deep breath just before Interstellar begins, because you will almost certainly be breathless by the time it's over.
You're a well-educated man, Coop, and a trained pilot.
And an engineer.
The world doesn't need any more engineers. We didn't run out of planes and television sets. We ran out of food.
Set in a not-so-far-away future, Interstellar opens in the farm country of the Midwest, where farmers are forced to stand by helplessly as their once robust fields slowly perish from intense heat and disease. One by one, cash crops are dying out as the country faces what looks like a new dust bowl. Violent winds whip up enormous clouds of blinding, choking dust. Mankind is finally facing the realization that, perhaps, possibly within a generation or so, the planet will be uninhabitable.
It's an Indian surveillance drone. Solar cells power an entire farm.
In the midst of this is a former pilot named Cooper, played by Matthew McConaughey, a widower trying to protect his teenage son and young daughter, with a little help from his sharp-eyed, sharp-witted father-in-law, played by John Lithgow. When Cooper and his daughter, Murph, played by Mackenzie Foy, follow a cryptic set of clues to an isolated location, they can't imagine what is waiting for them. A professor with dreams of returning to space to find a solution to Earth's slow collapse. He's played by Nolan veteran Michael Caine.
We're not meant to save the world. We're meant to leave it.
To go any further into the story would spoil some of the twists Nolan has in store. Let's simply say that Interstellar turns out to be not only a wide-ranging adventure that spans galaxies, but also a surprisingly gripping portrait of two father-daughter relationships, one fueled by intellectual curiosity, the other rooted in the struggle to survive. They frame this sweeping story.
You have no idea when you're coming back.
I'm coming back.
McConaughey is splendidly cast, and so is Caine, whose repeated readings of a Dylan Thomas poem become part of the movie's rhythm. Even if you don't pick up on every detail of the quantum physics being discussed, you can easily get caught up in Nolan's turbulent drama, in which the stakes are both astronomical and deeply personal. Interstellar is a rare example of science fiction that teases the brain and touches the heart. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from Alamo Drafthouse, Kalamazoo.
Interstellar opens in Kalamazoo theaters on Thursday. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.